Thank you and good afternoon. A man was arrested for DUI following a fatal single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 just north of 6th Avenue in the West Haven area on Thursday afternoon. 26-year-old Victor Herrera was headed north on Highway 101 when he allowed his vehicle to leave the road while driving on a downhill curving roadway. The vehicle came to rest in a creek below the road, and the passenger, 25-year-old Glenn Rowe Jr., suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Emergency personnel responded to the scene, and Herrera was found to be under the influence, and he was treated at the hospital for major injuries. After he was released, he was booked into county jail for DUI and vehicular manslaughter. This morning, Humble Bay Fire responded to a structure fire at a residence on West El Norte Street. Heavy fire was coming from the garage area, and crews were able to control it within 20 minutes. No one was home at the time of the fire, and no injuries were reported. The garage sustained major damage, and the rest of the residence sustained moderate heat and smoke damage. Crews estimated the damage at $75,000. The fire was determined to be accidental, as the cause is believed to have been from a dryer that was in use. The Arcata Fire District responded to a house fire on Baldwin Street near the Arcata Elementary School this morning. The homeowner awoke to the fire and he wasn't able to successfully put it out, and he and his son were able to retreat to the backyard. The Arcata Fire District was undergoing a shift change when the fire occurred, which doubled the number of available firefighters. They were able to knock down the blaze within 15 minutes and spent 3 hours doing an on-scene investigation. The father and son were treated and released from Mad River Hospital, and the cause of the fire is currently under investigation. The Yurok tribe announced today that the number of fall Chinook salmon predicted to return to the Klamath River this year will be 11,000 fish, which is the lowest count on record. Tribal officials stated that they are preparing for the economic, cultural, and social impacts the low run of salmon will have for the Yurok tribe, as officials say it's the most catastrophic fisheries collapse in the Klamath River's history. Tribal chairman Thomas O'Rourke said that the situation is a nightmare, and he never dreamed that it could get this bad. Tribal officials attributed three things to the predicted low run of salmon: the elevated levels of fish disease in the river for two straight years, poor river conditions, as well as poor ocean health. The tribe will not have a commercial fishery for the second year in a row. The Eureka Police Department's Project Safe program began its two-day gun buyback program today. The program gives residents the opportunity to voluntarily turn in firearms in exchange for prepaid gift cards, and the amount of money on the gift cards will be determined by what type of firearm is turned in. The gun buyback program will be held again tomorrow from 8 in the morning until 5 p.m. at the Eureka Police Station on C Street. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors released the results of a special election that was held in McKinleyville for a vacant board seat on the McKinleyville Community Services District. Mary Burke won the election, garnering nearly 72% of the 2,800 votes cast. Burke beat out David Coelho, James Vance, as well as Bonnie Oliver. The Arcata City Council is looking for a resident with wildlife experience to volunteer for the Forest Management Committee. The candidate will join six other committee members to advise the City Council and staff on management and policies related to city-owned forest lands, such as the Jacoby Creek and Arcata Community Forest. The vacancy comes with a partial term that will end in July of 2018. The Environmental Department for Arcata is seeking volunteers for tomorrow morning to help clear the Arcata Community Forest. If you are interested in volunteering, you can meet up at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning in the Redwood Park parking lot at the corner of 14th and Union Streets. The cleanup will run until 1 p.m. The California Highway Patrol will hold a community workout tomorrow morning at the Humboldt Area CHP office on Samoa Boulevard in Arcata. The workouts will be similar to what CHP cadets go through during their academy training, and the workout will be held from 10 a.m. to noon. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.